Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Here. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to text, or you can call. We love to hear from you. I always love to hear your voices. But I told you before, Emerald Coast Coins would be in studio. I fulfilled my promise today. Stephanie is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie has the most vibrant hair and beautifully like rainbowed hair. It's perfect.
Thank you. Yes, I love my stylist. She takes care of me.
She does a great job. You always come in with something. You're so brave.
I am.
I am not that brave. If I come in here with that, you're going to have to take me home with you.
Okay.
She's like, all right.
Will.
Mom's like, no, don't do it. Those two, we can't.
My husband will be like, what's going on?
We're adopting this one. Yes.
She's lost it. We need to cuddle her. It's okay.
Hey, I haven't seen you in so long.
I know, the dynamic duo's back together.
Exactly. And we just missed each other with, you know, just family
life.
Stuff and life and everything and scheduling. And so I want to know, give me some updates on Emerald Coast Coins.
Oh my gosh, where do I begin? Life at the store has been crazy.
Every time I drive by, the parking lot's full.
Full. So full. Like, dad's got to go home. Like, you know, dad's always like, you know, that's his motto. Like, I am working myself out of the store. And he is. He's trying to work his way out.
Yeah, of course. He's worked for a long time,
yes,
doing all the things.
He's tired. Him is a tired man. oh my gosh, it is always so crazy there. Like Monday when it was like pouring down torrential rain, we're like, yes, it's going to be a super slow day. Wrong.
Yep.
Wrong. Yep. Like everybody in Pensacola just came to visit and say hello, it felt like. So we were like nonstop from like 10:30 until like 4:45, which great, you know, it made the day go by. Not totally complaining, right on. But everybody was like buying and selling their gold and silver, jewelry, coins, whatever.
Was there something they knew that we didn't know?
I have no idea. The market hasn't moved too much. Gold and silver have been kind of steady lately.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
What I noticed.
Yeah, it's been kind of steady
there
lately.
There hasn't been a plunge or a surge.
No, nothing. It's been relatively steady. So we're like, okay, like, whatever.
Wait, was Monday the day nobody was on Facebook?
Oh my God, was it? Maybe that's it. I have like no idea. Like,
I don't know.
I have not had time lately because we've been so busy.
Hey, you know what?
If Facebook's
shutting down, we'll get people to go out to Emerald Coast Coins, then we're okay with that.
That's it.
That is crazy. So what's been the number one trending thing people are buying? I mean, outside of silver.
Is
that still the main,
Silver's still the main show. I still have my people that come in and will get their gold, like, you know, sporadically, the collectible coins. I've touched on this the past few shows. The coin collecting seems to have picked back up a notch. It seems like people have been getting back into that since life has, quote unquote, I guess, slowed down a bit for everybody. They're mm-hmm. like, oh, let me pull out, you know, the coin collections that my grandfather passed down or whatever, and let's see what I have. Oh, maybe I should fill this book out. And like let me see what else has come into store. Like what else can I look at? And, oh, these coins are cool. So they've gotten back into that kind of thing. So coin collecting has gotten really back into style, maybe. And with the markets, you know, kind of going crazy at the beginning of the year and now settling, it's just, I think, to me, it seems to have opened up a brand new world for everybody. Even with like GameStop and AMC, the Reddit kids kind of opening up this avenue, I feel like that's kind of opened everything up, in my opinion. So I'm not mad at it. It's, you know, It's opened up everything. It's opened up a lot of avenues. Now, having said that, it's opened up a lot of misinformation. Welcome to the internet.
Yes. Tell me more. Please just give us a little bit more of what you mean with that.
So when I say that, I mean that YouTube videos and Google will put out a lot of misinformation with error coins, with the prices of coins. So when people are Googling, as with a lot of things, there will be a lot of misinformation out there. So you have to really dig deep to find the right information. And that's why we always tell people, we're not only there to buy and sell your coins. We're there for information. We're there to educate. You know, come in and like pick your ear a little bit and get the Red Book. The Red Book's a great book to start off with when you're starting to learn about coins and just delve into this new world. Even if it's just for silver, you know, it has prices of silver in there and how you can, you know, figure out prices for things. So, like, you know, just come in there and learn.
I Googled the wrong book.
Oh, my goodness.
I found the right one.
But you saw my face? I did see your face.
I love that you can keep a straight face while I'm over here trying to just Google as fast as I love just finding the correct name. So, it's a guidebook of United States coins.
That would be it.
And there's the 2022 75th edition. Ooh, 75th.
Yes.
That's a big year.
That is a big year.
75 years young. I love it. 850-437-1620. You can text or you can call. I want to say real quick, hey, we've got some questions coming in. Let me read them real quick.
Yes.
I wanted to know, here's a question that came in earlier, so I have to go back to it.
Okay.
Do you have any, is it doubloons or doubloons? What is the doubloons?
It's called a doubloon. We have some.
Is that like pirate money?
Yes, pirate money. We do have some old ones, and we have Mardi Gras doubloons too. But
oh,
yes.
Oh, cool. Are those more collectible?
Yeah, the Mardi Gras doubloons not so much, but the old like pirate money, yes, those are collectible. They're a couple hundred bucks, $200 to $300. Some pirate money.
What? Just one?
Just one.
$300? It's not even. It's pirate money.
But it's silver.
Are you Captain Hook? Oh
we
my goodness.
Are.
Oh, it is silver. Okay. Okay. So how cheap are your silver coins that you have in stock right now?
Some of our silver coins. It just depends on which ones you're looking for. We have like dimes can be as inexpensive as you know, a couple dollars a piece, and you know, like our silver dollars can start off at like $28. So it just depends. The old silver dollars that like the cowboys would have would be about $28. So it just depends.
Wow.
Yeah, cowboy That's, money. Like, you know, pirate money, cowboy money, all across the board.
We've got, and then here's another one from earlier. Do you have any Lincoln Head copper pennies? Did I say that right?
Yes. Lincoln
pennies.
That's okay. Wheat pennies. We have wheat pennies. Copper pennies would be anything. Middle of 1982 is when they changed. So we don't have any after like 1959 to 1982 because those are basically just pennies is what I would call them. So I don't keep those in stock because I just tell people take those to the bank. But I have wheat pennies and they have copper in them. So, you know, I sell those.
I've seen this really cool thing. It's an online nonprofit. I think you would like this. Let me tell you about
it. Tell me about it.
Okay, so, oh man, the name is blanking, but that's okay. So she finds pennies on the ground. She's been doing it for, I believe, 4 or 5 years. And so she finds beat up pennies on the ground. And instead of, you know, throwing away or do give a penny, take a penny, she punches holes in the sides and turns them into a bracelet.
Cool.
And it says something along the lines of like, you matter, like every part of you matters. And it's really cool because it's all beat up and dinged up, and some of them, you know, you can't even barely see it's a penny. And she puts little like encouraging messages on it.
Yes,
I love that kind of stuff too.
I do love that too,
because it kind of is like it turns something that somebody would probably chuck in the trash,
yes,
into something that's memorable.
Yes,
it's called the Penny Project or something.
Ooh, I'm gonna Google that later.
And I like those things because you can keep those collectibles. I've even seen recently, I saw somebody wearing it was a coin that their mother or father or grandfather, somebody in their family left to them, and they had it inserted into like some kind of medallion holder and put it on a chain. and they wore it.
Yes.
I thought of you, but I was like, can I take a picture of your shoe? Like, no, I wouldn't go to jail.
I will be watching movies and TV shows, and I'll see that too. Like, Bruno Mars, I'm pretty sure he wears a coin. Like, yeah, right? I know, Bruno. I'm pretty sure he wears a coin sometimes too. Like, I'll see it, and I'm like, I can't tell what it is, and I can't freeze frame it good enough to see what
maybe
the coin is.
Maybe if we called him, be like, can we get close to you to read your coin?
Right.
Now, then we'll definitely end up in jail.
I mean, you know.
850-437-1620. Stephanie is here from Emerald Coast Coins. Our friend Janet texted in. She was sharing something with us. She decided to, she was getting out of the car and decided to text this to us real quick. So she was talking last week about how we don't have any use for $2 bills, which I love $2 bills.
Oh, yeah?
I do. And all of my kids have one. I think they all got one the day they were born and then on their first birthday.
Aww.
And so they just sit. Maybe one day they'll be worth $2.50.
Maybe.
But she said that her mom passed along this little tip about 8 years ago that when they pretty much would travel, she would always want to give a tip but not use like up your $5 bills or whatever, your $1 bills, but you would go and get $2 bills and leave at least one as a
yes,
tip.
Yes,
that's
I
kind
do
of
that.
Unique.
It is unique, and I actually give that advice out to a lot of people who have $2 bills because I tell them the same thing. I'm like, they're just worth $2. Give them out as tips. They're just $2. They're just amazing.
Oh my gosh,
tips.
How much is a $2 bill worth?
Just $2, not $2.50, but maybe someday. It's just worth $2. But I do that because they're unique and you don't see them that often unless
no.
you know. But you can go to the bank and still request them, and you know a lot of banks will have them.
That's
but,
what Janet said. They'll give you a crisp one.
Yep, they'll give you nice, pretty ones and leave them as tips. Because you don't see them often, and it will, and while a lot of times people will be like, "Oh, this is so cool," for this same reason, because hey. It's an unusual sight for most people, and it'll bring a smile to their face.
Yeah, I love that. I love something unique, and
yes.
you know, leave the regular tip and then a $2 tip on
I
top
still,
of it.
I had one of my customers, the sweet little lady, she gave me one for a tip at my store the other day, and I have it. It's at my house in a little protector.
Oh,
nice crisp $2
sweet.
Bill.
I love
appreciated
it
so much. It was the cutest little thing.
Hi, real quick, the United States Coins book, the 2022 one, mm-hmm. Is only $14.36 on Amazon.
Or we sell them at the store.
Or, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah?
Can I come in there, get one for free? What am I going to do with it, though?
You're going to study it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to actually, you know what we'll do? We'll go call Bruno Mars and be like, listen, I have this book. I need to cross-check with your chain.
Can we get this close?
She's like right on top of the mic.
It's, and we go.
No. Oh, hey, Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming up.
And, well, Halloween is first, which I know is one of your favorites. I know.
I have a skull shirt on today, obviously, and skull shoes.
It is that time. Are y'all decorating at the store at all?
No, Dad doesn't decorate for Halloween.
Listen, we'll have to twist his arm. Maybe, you know, just put up a couple spider webs.
Oh my gosh, I would be so happy if I could put like something spooky. I mean, you know. I would that
something,
would just make
a
so
treasure
happy.
Chest with like a skeleton like a, and pennies coming out of it.
Like a skeleton hand that popped out and screamed
yes.
at people. That would make me so happy.
Or somebody just screaming at the door when you opened it.
I mean, I do
look
that
alive,
en- I do that enough at people when they come in without masks on. So
oh yeah, that's right. Do you have any updates on policies and everything with the store?
They still have to wear masks.
Okay.
So yes.
Okay. Good thing you brought that up because
right?
I totally forgot.
It's okay.
Everything is always changing.
It is always changing. People still have to wear masks coming in our stores. If they cannot wear masks, they can call ahead and make prior, you know, arrangements.
Sure.
You know, obviously we offer arrangements for people who cannot wear masks because, you know, we accommodate.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the number to call if they need to make that appointment?
850-473-1515. And we're still open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, not on the weekends. I know a few of our customers are like, please open on the weekends, but no.
Not anytime soon.
No.
Okay.
I like my weekends.
And then on top of buying and selling gold and silver, what else can we do at Emerald Coast Coins?
Jewelry. We still buy the jewelry, broken or not broken. We just buy it based off of the weight of the gold or silver. You know, we don't buy it for the, like, jewelry aspect. You know, like, if you go into a jewelry store and say, I paid $5,000 for this, that, you know, I don't buy it based off of that price. I buy it based off of the weight and the carat. Mm. So, and you have to come in before 4 o'clock because paperwork and time. It's time consuming to do that, especially if you have a lot of jewelry.
Okay, so, absolutely. Before 4 o'clock?
Before 4 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Sure. Hey, here's a question. How do you know if a coin is valuable?
You can always call us and ask if you're not sure. You can message us on Facebook. I have a Facebook
picture
page.
Of it. Yeah, send a picture. You can send a picture right now. Yeah. 850-437-1620. Text that picture over. You can get a close-up. These days, you know, the iPhone, even, you know, a Samsung. Even a Samsung takes decent pictures. And is it like a year or?
It can be a year. Like some of the newer coins, like everybody today is looking for those error coins on the newer coins. And if you look hard enough, you'll probably find something on anything. Error coins are subjective. But the older coins are, you know, are going to have the errors, like the 1955 double die. That's an error coin. And that's something you can look at and you'll definitely see the doubling just looking at it. You'll be like, oh my gosh, there's two of everything like right there. Like clearly looking at it.
Really the older the coin, it doesn't mean that it's worth more.
Correct. You know, we have a lot of people that come in there. They'll have for example, a 1921 Morgan dollar. That was one of the most minted coins out there in the United States. So those are a dime a dozen. I buy those all day long. I have probably a couple hundred in the store right now. So
they
made a lot of those. Now, the 1921 peace dollar, which they stopped in the middle of that year and started making peace dollars, that one's a little bit more expensive.
Okay.
So that one would be more collectible.
And what's the history behind the peace dollar?
Don't ask me those questions.
Sorry.
Did you see my face just totally blank out?
She was really disgusted by me. You were not okay with me asking that question. Okay, don't ever.
That's a dad question.
Okay, well, we got to get Steve in here to answer that. I mean, I think when I think peace dollar, I think there has to be something significant in that historic period.
Yes,
they made peace with
yes.
The
yes, somebody.
French people.
Sure.
Sure.
That sounds
please don't
great.
Quote us on the Pensacola expert panel. We're just
not
taking,
an expert today.
We're just taking guesses here. I know I'm going to see you before Halloween, but
yes.
I do want to know, are you going to go to Disney for their Halloween?
No, but I am going in November.
Oh, so you get to see some of the Christmas stuff.
I hope so.
Thanksgiving,
Christmas. I get to see something. I'm going in November. 50th anniversary is all I know. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
50th anniversary stuff.
I forgot about that.
I'm so excited.
I have to say that I have gone pretty much every time of year. I'm not as much as a Disney fanatic as you, but you know, when you get kids and
yes.
they want to go, you go. But their Halloween experience is literally one of the best
yes.
I've ever done in my whole life.
Same. So my son Tristan and I went a couple years ago, I guess 2019. We drove down and went straight to the nighttime Halloween
yes.
thing. Oh my gosh, it was the best thing ever.
Was it the Hocus Pocus one? When they did the thing at the castle, was it the Hocus Pocus one?
No, it was not the Hocus Pocus.
Oh my gosh, that one!
I don't remember. I don't totally remember because like we woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, drove straight down, spent all day at Animal Kingdom, and then went to Magic Kingdom and did that. So we didn't get to bed till like probably midnight. So I was up at 2 a.m. and didn't go to bed till midnight. I'm old. That was a lot.
No, that's a lot for anybody. Are you kidding me?
That's a lot for me. He was still ready to go because he's, you know, a young buck. So he was still ready to go.
Okay. But it is an experience. And I remember you mentioning that you were gearing up to go this fall.
Yes.
So
I'm so excited.
It's going to be really nice weather, too.
I am in like my 30 days and counting.
We've got the countdown calendar happening.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Disney, though, I brought that up also because I wanted to know if you still have some Disney collectible coins.
We have the Millennium Falcon. That's they own
Disney,
Star Wars.
Yeah.
So they own. Yeah. So, yes, those are the ones we have right now.
Because, you know, like if you go to Disney, they sell some coins there, like the, yes. But they're not like,
they're not like silver ones like this.
No. And I'm not knocking Disney at all, but I'm saying that you're going to pay more for something that's worth less.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And so that's also the other thing, which brings us to why you go to a professional business and Emerald Coast Coins. And what's the name of your specialty? What is the specific name?
Oh, the numismatist?
Numismatist!
Which...
That's why you see a numismatist instead of the lady dressed in an apron and a crazy hat at Disney World.
At Disney. And do you know what the person who... What is it? My dad told me that deals with a clockmaker?
A clockmismatist!
Or a horologist!
Oh. That is amazing! You know, I'm writing all this down because I'm taking notes back here. And my notes look like we've been having conversations with a preschooler. Hey, that's how our brains are working today. And it's okay.
It's all right.
The dynamic duo is back together. Hey, we've got a couple of minutes left. 850-437-1620. Oh, you said you had wheat pennies still in the store. People are still buying those up?
Yes. So many people. Like, we have so many people looking to finish their wheat penny collections right now that, like, everybody's looking for probably, like, the same four or five coins, which is, like, the 1909 SVDB, which is one of the top ones, the 14D, which is another top one, the 31S, which is another top one, and I think a 22 NoD. Like, those are, like, the top four, and those are, like, we have, like, four or five guys right now looking for those coins.
They're laser focused.
Yes.
And you have contacts to other coin stores around the country too.
We do.
For when somebody is looking for something.
We do. And like we're all just kind of looking for them. And they're all wanting like specific grades and like.
Really?
Yes. And so like we're on the lookout, guys. And if we can't find them, my dad goes to a huge coin show in Orlando called the Fun Show in January.
They just call it that.
That's it.
The fun show. I love that. Hey, it's 10:27 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Stephanie is here from Emerald Coast Coins. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Chris from Pensacola is on the line. Good morning, Chris. What's your question?
Okay. I have a bicentennial Eisenhower gold-plated dollar.
Yes.
Any idea what it's worth?
Go ahead.
A gold-plated Eisenhower dollar.
It's just a dollar.
Bicentennial.
Yes. He's just a pretty bicentennial dollar. Keep spending it or keep saving it.
Oh, okay.
I've got it saved up, so it'll be there for a while.
Perfect.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for your question. Hey, you know what? Let's just say it doesn't hurt to ask.
It never hurts to ask. I always say if you are unsure, ask questions.
That's what you're there for.
That is what I'm here for.
And that's what we're here for. Every other Thursday at 10 a.m., Emerald Coast Coins joins us. You can call and text in those questions and your pictures, too. I mean, sometimes it's harder to see on pictures what something is.
Yes.
and all of the different aspects of it. But it doesn't hurt to ask because you never know if it's worth a dollar or if it's worth $100.
Exactly. Like my brother, we had some customers come in the other day and they had, it looked like an old Spanish coin. And my brother was like, oh, I'm not sure. It's possible, but bring it in because I need to know for sure. And he was like, maybe. And then they brought it in. He was like, oh, I had super high hopes, but it was just a replica coin. And he was like,
oh.
But I really, really had high hopes for this one. And they were like, oh gosh, we did too. He's like, but this is one of the better ones looking at your picture. And he was like, ah. He's like, but keep metal detecting because they were metal detecting. They found it. So
he was cool.
Like, yeah, right. So they were like, oh, just keep looking because you never know.
Exactly. You never know. And hey, by the way, speaking of metal detectors, you can get those there as well at Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
There's some in stock or a sand scooper. There's tons of, and it's not just coins. You can look at other replicas as well. And well, antiques,
and
pretty much.
All kinds of stuff.
What is the chung chung?
1811 Creighton Road.
I was trying to show a gun to you.
I got it. The arrow goes that way.
There's like a musket or something at the store. It's really cool.
The musket balls. I got it.
Musket balls. That sounds like a good soup.
Good soup.
Good soup. Oh my goodness. It's a good thing we're out of time before we lose it. Please go check out Emerald Coast Coins. Holiday season is right upon us. Look for something unique this holiday season. And we'll see Stephanie back. Maybe drag in Dad or Greg next time.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll work on it.
Yes. It's good to see you.
You too.
I'll see you soon.
Alrighty.